The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة لله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى أهله الطاهرين على أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين والسلام على إمام الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed, and we begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him. We seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the same prayers, the same peace, the same mercy and blessings upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and in their followers and goodness to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Wahuddin Muhammad. And we ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves, no matter where we may be and no matter where we may be from. And to all of that, we say Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the servant and messenger. Allah calls our attention in the Quran. He says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they put out for tomorrow. And be mindful of Allah, fearing him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. And do not be like those who forget Allah, so as a result, he causes them to forget themselves. Surely these are they who are the transgressing ones. We want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya ala Kulli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we want to welcome you with the traditional greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we want to begin, as always, by asking all of you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, as well as his family. And we ask you to do the same on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family. We ask you to do the same on behalf of Imam Qasim Ahmed and his family, Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family. On behalf of Imam Vernon Fareed and his family. On behalf of Abdul Baqi Abdul Hamid and his family. And on behalf of Al-Hajj Lawrence Shaheed and his wife, Al-Hajja Delilah Shaheed. And we, on behalf of Al-Hajja Robina LeBron. We also ask you to keep a level of generosity in your supplication on behalf of Sister Aisha, the wife of our very own Imam Abdul Hakri Kareem Hamid. And we ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to keep our CEO of American Muslim 360, Imam Abdul Hakim, and his family in your prayers. We ask Allah at this time to aid all of us who are facing something or who have some family members or friends who are close to them who are facing some trial or tribulation to aid us in them to be able to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us. And to that we say, Ameen. Tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we want to just talk a little bit about the fact that we are in a new year, 1441, on the Islamic calendar. And so, And so 1441 on the Islamic calendar is a new year for the believers, new year for the Muslim Ummah, new year for those who believe in Allah in the last day. Unlike those other holidays or the I wouldn't even say counterpart, but unlike the Gregorian New Year, the Muslim is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing him to see a new year, but at the same time, he's not given to these big, huge celebrations that includes alcohol and all of these other things, wasting money and all of those type of things. But what a Muslim does do that resembles the Gregorian New Year coming in is that they make assessments of themselves. Some wait until the new year to make an assessment. The Gregorian calendar, the pagan holidays, they call it the New Year's resolution. And they did a survey and they said that those making these resolutions for the new year, it says that they don't make it past 6 months. You know, the resolution is broken within 6 months of the resolution itself. But as Muslims, we are committed to making intentions and then following those intentions up with actions. Because if it's not being followed by actions, it's just word of mouth. It's just wishful thinking. And so Muslims, we have to be motivated, you see, before we even make those broad statements that I'm going to do such and such, inshallah, that I vow to do a thing. That I am going to try to do this. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to make attempts to improve myself. And so the study of Al-Muhasabah in the verse we read in Surah 59, verse 18, which is the foundation for self-censorship, Muhasabah, self-retrospection. And when the new year comes in for the Muslim, he does a self-retrospection. And what he does is he starts to think about what he did in the past year. And he compares what he did in the past year to what he did the year before. And then he makes a comparison. And he says, okay, did I do better than I did the year before this year that just passed? Did I do better? And he leaves that dialogue within himself or within herself saying that I'm going to do better than that this coming year, inshallah. That's my intentions. I'm going to do everything I can to make it better than it was the year prior. And this is the self-retrospection. This is the interview, okay? That inner, how would you say, that inner analysis that we do on ourselves. We don't have no time to be analyzing somebody else. We're busy analyzing ourselves. This is what Hassan al-Basri, may Allah be pleased with him, said. He said, when I came to the realization that no one can do my deeds but me, I began to busy myself with my own deeds. We're living in a time now where society is ran like that. Popular culture is ran like that. What Meghan Markle is doing, what the prince is doing, what this movie star is doing, what that recording artist is doing. He got arrested. He got drunk. She got drunk driving. And all of this kind of stuff. They're going through a divorce. They're dating. And, you know, they put you in this situation where you have the appetite to find out what somebody else is doing. You're all in their business. And you're not taking care of yours. We're living in a time now that people begin to mimic what they see on television. They get into the characters. They can't miss the show. Can't miss the show, and they begin to take on characteristics of the people that they watch closely. And they find some kind of joy in watching the show, and they find some kind of turbulence when they miss it. When they miss 5 minutes of the show, when it starts, before it starts, you didn't make it, and all of a sudden you upset. Because you're so into the character and you begin to live vicariously through that character on television. And this is a reality. They put these images, in these characters, these images, and they place all of them there as a means to distract you from what's more serious. Did you know that that character in real life is not that character? So we become fixated on these fictitious characters, and we begin to align ourselves with those very same characteristics. But Islam is saying that we need to do a self-retrospection and be who we are and not try to be somebody else. This is what the whole idea behind making self-assessment so that you can outdo you. Outdoing you is just a simple matter of you saying to yourself, what did I do last year against what I did this year? Did I do better? And you know if you gave your all. You know if you really put your foot forward. You know if you really strove, which if you really tried, you know that. Nobody has to tell you that you did a good job. You know what you put into that. Oftentimes I'll run into a brother and he'll tell me, you know, Brother Man, I'm going to get into the Arabic. Get ready to get into the Arabic. I see him 6 months later. He's still getting ready to get into the Arabic. Brother Imam, I just got to work on the Tashahud. 6 months later, Brother Imam, I still got to work on the Tashahud. And when we look at this idea being presented, we find ourselves in a position where we're only blocking ourselves. We're only preventing ourselves in the manner of religion, in the matter of us being successful, in the matter of us achieving something. Lo and behold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is true. But Shaitan comes in and gives us another promise that's false. And we sometimes lean toward that promise. We lean toward the lights that are glittery. We lean toward that brightness. But know for sure, dear brothers and sisters, all that glitters is not gold. And just because it's money doesn't mean it's good. Because when it comes at the price of you setting aside your deen, setting aside your faith, setting aside your worship, setting aside the morals that Islam commands you to have, when you set those things aside, then that money is no good to you. See, many of us forget about the idea behind the reason why Allah gives us money. See, on one hand, we're servants of Allah, but on the other hand, we have things that serve us. We're servants of Allah. And as a result of us being servants of Allah, we are not allowed, we're not permitted to allow anything to come in between that worship that we have for Allah. Anything that does so puts us in a situation. So we find ourselves in a situation where self-censorship is necessary. It's necessary for us because we don't have any recourse but to check ourselves in those matters. Checking ourselves requires that we go back and look at what the true purpose of Allah giving us things. As we mentioned, money, on one hand, we have money becoming the objective and center of people's lives. And in that sense, that becomes worship. So they begin to, as opposed to worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they begin worshiping money. Anytime money is in a situation where it interferes with your service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that objective becomes, or that object becomes worship. Alhaakumu takathur hata zultumu maqabir. The mutual rivalry of piling up the good things, the virtue, until you reach the graves. So Allah puts us in that position. He tells us about this. He informs us about this in the Quran to give us a better insight on how we, as servants of Him, should regulate, put a gauge on, control, and allow those things to become servants of ours and not become servants of those things. So those who are active in their improving themselves, they know that Allah gives us things so that they can bring us near. And anything that brings us closer or further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acts as a distraction. As He says, Ya ayyuhal nas, ma garaka bi rabbikal kareem. O people, what has seduced you from your Lord, the Most Generous? And so, dear brothers and sisters, it's important for us to understand that in that context so that we can better navigate through this thing that they call life as Muslims. So in the Islamic New Year, the Muslim is always looking for things that he can find that will help him make improvements in his life, that will make her, help her make improvements in her life. It's very important that we understand that, dear brothers and sisters. May Allah help us to that we say Ameen.
Peace be with you. You're listening to American Muslim 360 Radio Network at am360.org on the dial. This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, the parent corporation for American Muslim 360. And we welcome you to either our live programming or podcast, where we feature encore best of the best pre-recorded programming. We invite you to visit us at cwsc.us to view our live programming and podcast schedule and our calendar of events. For either live or podcast programming, you can stream at am360.org or dial 701-719-4197. Again, that's 701-719-4197. Any hour of the day or night to enjoy 24-hour quality programming. For our live broadcasts, you can be part of the conversation in real time and share your opinion directly with the host or guest and audience. Just listen for call-in information during our live programming. We ask that you refrain from calling in while you're behind the wheel driving. Even if you're using a hands-free device, we want you to be safe. Once you've pulled over or arrived at your destination, we welcome you to call into our studio. When it comes to our podcasts, over the years we've produced thousands of episodes with timeless knowledge applicable to the human condition. And although an episode may have been produced in the distant or near past, the knowledge shared is just as vital now as it was when it was recorded live. But we have to update you with our latest contact information and on how you can become a friend of the station and CWSC and help keep us the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. So grab a pen and paper or your smartphone to take down some important information. If you want to leave us a listener comment, or maybe you've got a programming idea you'd like to share, and we hope you do, here's how. You can email us at info@cwfc.us. That's info@cwfc.us. You can also record a comment on our listener comment line at 910-317-0297. Again, that's 910-317-0297. And we may even share your comment on air. You can send us a message on our website, cwfc.us. We're also on Facebook. And we ask that you like our page. Just look for Community-Wide Shura Conference. Shura is spelled S-H-U-R-A-A. Again, S-H-U-R-A-A. That's Community-Wide Shura Conference. And share our Facebook page with your friends. Tweet us at CWShura. You can also find us on Google+ and the LinkedIn platforms. We also need your financial support, and it allows us to keep bringing you the quality programming you've come to depend on. And your support allows us to expand our Intelligentsia services. To make your tax-deductible gift, look for the blue Donate button at the top of our homepages at cwfc.us. Make a one-time contribution or become a recurring contributor and help us know we have your support each and every month. And, of course, you can cancel at any time. If you want to mail in a contribution, make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. That's CWSC, INC. And send to Marina Village, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, that's Marina Village, spelled M-A-R-I-N-A, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Finally, you should know that our broadcasting center is part of a family of Intelligentsia components, from scholarships and historical preservation programs to National Speakers Bureau, Think Tank, Volunteer Human Resource Network, and more. Unlike any other radio station, AM360.org encourages you to engage with the group intellect on any number of issues affecting society. And we offer you the opportunity to become engaged in working with the group intellect to help address the issues you feel passionate about. While you're at cwfc.us, look for MCNRD. That stands for the Model Communities National Resource Directory. It's a catalog of persons from around the country, just like you and me, who've listed their knowledge, their skills, and expertise, and are willing to help communities anywhere in the country. Plus, you get a chance to meet new believers and work on issues together frequently without leaving the comfort of your home. And it's all possible because of the MCNRD and the 21st century technology that Allah has blessed us with. So keep listening, and we hope you'll register in the MCNRD, because together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, and we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to have you along with us this evening. We just want to just share a couple of insights, and we just want to keep us current. to keep us current and keep our minds on our spiritual foundation, but by drawing a balance in everyday life. In everyday life, as we know it, is most of the time we're usually hearing about life on life circumstances, usually predicated on, how would you say, someone going through something, someone facing something, someone being tested. And we never get around to how to overcome the test or the purpose of the test and how the test originates. See, the test itself originates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, yes. He chooses the test for you. You don't choose your test. You think you do, but you don't choose them. You choose how to come out of it. You choose what the result is going to be, whether you're going to pass the test or whether you're going to fail. And for those of us who are tired of getting a failing grade, it would be in our best interest to look at what Allah says about what he's testing us and to see if we can use the tools that he gives us in the Quran to make the Quran something in our life, to make it something in our life that can manifest itself in our own actions when you're facing something. And that should be some of our resolutions, if you will. Our vows should be that this year I'm going to try to use the Quran more in my life, that I'm going to try to speak a little more from the Quran, and that when I speak from the Quran, I'm not going to speak from the Quran in an argumentative way, but speak from the Quran in a way that will help uplift others and at the same time uplift myself. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on trying to make a Muslim take a Shahada. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on people that just want to waste my time. I want to spend my time on things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has commanded us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. Oh, ye who believe, fear Allah, recognize him with a level of fear and rationale. Wa kandu nafsu ma qaddamat lighad, and make sure you consider what you put out for tomorrow. Wa taqullah, and fear him rationally. Inna Allaha khabirun bima ta'malun. But surely Allah is aware of what you do. Why is this an important ayah? Because the ayah is giving us a strategy that will help us when we return to him, will help us prepare in our journey toward excellence. See, it can no longer just be talk, dear brothers and sisters. We can't just keep talking about it. We have to be about it. And being about it requires that we take everything that Allah gives us so that we can have an advantage, as opposed to us operating out from a disadvantage. In the Quran, Allah affirms this fact. He says he did not reveal the Quran so that you can be unsuccessful. He says successful indeed are the believers. But when he talks about belief, when he talks about believers, he's talking about people who do, that their belief is seen in their actions. Not just word of mouth, man. One thought-provoking verse of the Quran is found in Surah 47. And it says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa la tabtilu a'malakum. O ye who believe, obey Allah and obey his messenger, and do not allow your deeds to become vain. Don't allow your deeds to become vain. Don't nullify your actions. Imam Muhammad said, our mission is to counter the needless waste of human and material resources. So as a result of us having those ideas placed in front of us, now
the other part has to take place. Making applications, applying it, putting it into action. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends the best for us. When we ask him in Surah Al-Fatiha, which is a mandatory surah that we have to say in every rak'ah of our prayer, repetitiveness. But don't repeat, don't allow that repetitiveness to be like the mechanical. Let it to be repetitiveness in order to make a point, in order to establish something through repetition. So that it doesn't go away from our minds. And when we are motivated, we're motivated by those very, by the nature of what's being said, what we said out of our mouth. We should remind ourselves, remember you just said, Ihdina siratul mustaqim, brother. Talking to yourself, sister, talking to yourself. Remember you just said that. Remember you just said Allahu Akbar. What did you mean when you said that? See, Allahu Akbar and Ihdina siratul mustaqim, they cannot just be statements. They can't be slogans, dear brothers and sisters. They're marching orders. May Allah help us. To that we say Ameen.
This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for the CWSC and host of the new weekly CWSC Building the Community Life Seminar. And I'm inviting you to join me Monday mornings right here on AM360.org for a discussion designed to help communities nationwide on operational issues such as resource identification and management, organization, group decision making, structure, transparency, accountability and responsibility, and a whole lot more. This weekly seminar will air at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be inviting in periodically special guests and also inviting your comments live on air, as well as asking you to send in your comments via info@cwsc.us. You can tweet us at CWShura, Facebook us, or leave a listener comment on the CWSC comment line at 910-317-0297. Our principal seminar references will include Al-Quran, Hadith, the commentary of Imam Dr. Waraduddin Muhammad, may Allah grant him the paradise, and the CWSC website at cwsc.us, and the text along with his blog, Genesis of New American Leadership. I look forward to hosting the seminar and having our lively discussion. Join us this Monday coming at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, and we got a few minutes left, and we are grateful to Allah for the little bit of time we did have together this evening. We're going to take some time out for a couple of callers. So press one on your phone if you have any questions or you have something that you want to say. We're going to go to this one call. I think this is our dear brother, Bilal. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Thank you to Allah for us being able to enjoy the life that he has given us. So praise be to Allah for that. I have a poem I'd like to share. And I call it, Come to Prayer, Come to Success. Prayers are real. A lot of has been revealed. It's a new year. 5 times a day, don't let anything get in our way. Many of the believers are gone. They would want for us to be strong. Let's embrace the truth and fight against the wrong. Remember them in our prayers. They did more than their share. We want for them to receive our lives with pleasure. They were indeed our treasures. The believers are successful. Allah is all forgiving and merciful. They do what they are told. The deceivers can have the silver. You know what to do with the gold. Humility and prayer, you must do every share. Our life will always bring the believers together, despite stormy weather. They done something that was not just talk. They believe in Allah, so He allowed them to walk the walk. They do what they were taught. Allah is the only reality. They desire to be free, so they are able to give in charity. They are modest in their dress. On Friday, they will wear their best. They are not transgressors. The believers love to respect their Creator. They are mindful of their prayer because they care. Allah helps them to do more than their share. Let's carry our own load. We want to be fair. We must fight in order to get spiritual insight. This is our life. Assalamu alaikum. Thank Allah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much, Brother Bilal. May Allah,
Allah.
Reward you for such a wonderful poem. And may He continue to bless you and your family. Allahumma ameen. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That was such a wonderful poem by our dear brother Bilal. And we just want to thank Allah for him. And for all of you tuning in this evening. But to go back to our subject, we want to make it clear that there's really not anyone stopping us. We're stopping ourselves, dear brothers and sisters. There's no one making us miss our prayers and not go to the masjid and not attend Jummah. And no one's making us do any of that. We're doing that on our own. Mr. Charlie's not there preventing you from going into the masjid. Mr. Charlie's not stopping you from learning Arabic. He's not stopping you from joining the congregational prayers. He's not stopping you from contributing to the masjid fund for the improvements of the masjid. He's not stopping you from getting together and forming an educational, a dawah team. Mr. Charlie's not stopping you, so you can't blame him. He's not in there. But we're stopping ourselves, man. We are stopping ourselves as a people. And so when you get to the answer to how, why are we stopping ourselves? Well, Allah says in the Quran, and He talks about the shaitan. How the shaitan is going to be here and he's going to be there. He's going to be on your right. He's going to be on your left, before you, behind you. And he's going to be everywhere trying to prove that you are not grateful. And so knowing that, dear brothers and sisters, we are in a better situation. We're better equipped. If we didn't know that shaitan was there, then we would have no defense. We would not have an opportunity to defend ourselves. But we know he's there, and we still don't defend ourselves from his evil suggestions. We know the shaitan is there. I have some people told me over the years when I mentioned to them, you have to beware of the shaitan. Oh, no, shaitan ain't in there. And they would have the nerve to actually say the shaitan is not involved. And that's one of his greatest tricks, to be present and you don't recognize his presence. To be in your mind and you don't recognize him in your mind. To be in your situation and you don't recognize the shaitan in your situation. So, dear brothers and sisters, we are living in that time now where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prophesied this in the Quran. He says that the shock of the hour is when you see it said it will be a terrible thing that the pregnant woman will drop her load unformed, and that you will see men sukara wa ma hum bisukara, and watara nasa sukara wa mahumbi sukara. And you will see men, people who will be drunk, but yet they are not intoxicated. They hadn't taken, they haven't consumed any alcohol. They hadn't consumed any drugs, but they're intoxicated with something. And we're living in that time right now. There's an intoxicant that's in popular culture. There's an intoxicant somewhere in the White House. There's an intoxicant in the schools, in the movies, in television. There's an intoxicant in the workplace. You're looking at a society now that's bent on intoxicants, that rather be fooled and tricked than to be told the truth to. Dear brothers and sisters, we're living in that time, and as believers, we're supposed to be in the lead. And the only way that we can properly be in the lead is that we begin to find out who we are and act accordingly. See, because we're living in a time now where everyone's living through the vision of someone else, and they don't know who they are. And when you don't know who you are, the only recourse is to live your life through the vision of someone else. May Allah help us. To that we say, I mean.
We don't run from challenges. We overcome any obstacle. We don't cower in the face of can't or too difficult. We find a way to make it happen through faith, work, and the power of the group internet. We don't seek results that are just ordinary, because a believer is supposed to be extraordinary. Who are we? We are the volunteers of the CWSC, ready, willing, and able to lend to the Creator a loan that will be added to and multiplied many times over. Think you have what it takes to be a CWSC volunteer? Then register with the NCNRD. Your talent, experience, and knowledge. Want to learn more? Visit CWSC.us. Look for the NCNRD today, and you too can help unleash and harness the power of the group intellect. And together, we can remake the world. This has been a public service announcement from Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, CEO of American Muslim 360 Radio, number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we're back, dear brothers and sisters, and we want to remind all of our listeners to keep our CEO, Imam Abdul Hakim, in your prayers and your du'as, best wishes to him and his family, and that Allah blesses them to get through these tough challenges that they're facing. At the same time, we look forward to getting him back, inshallah, but we want to just keep him in our prayers. Keep him and his family in our du'as, the same way you would want someone to make du'a for you if you were facing something. Mourning for your brother and sister is another one of those issues that we have as a community. It seems like I want it for me, but I don't want it for you. But that's not what the hadith says. The the Hadith says, want for your brother or love for your brother or sister, what you love for yourself. Now, I can't love turmoil for you, but I don't love it for me. I want success for me. I love success for me, but I wish you all the turmoil in the world. You see, that the Prophet ﷺ attached that with a belief. He said that none of you will truly believe until you love for your brother or sister what you love for yourself. You can't really, you don't even have a belief if you run around happy about the failure or loss or lack of success of your brother and sister. You don't want them to succeed. You hoping they fail. You got the people that will praise you one day, but they're looking for you to fail. They're waiting to boo you, man. And this is why it's important for us to not get so caught up on the pat on the back. Don't get so caught up, man, on people telling you what's good. Because those same people are the people that are waiting to boo you, man. They're waiting. So don't get so fixated in that. Get fixated on doing the job. Get fixated on doing the work. Get fixated on doing what Allah said. See, that fixation, you can't go wrong with that, dear brothers and sisters. You can't go wrong. And so we wanted to utilize this year, you know, a year centered around character building, building the Islamic self. Because throughout the years, I've witnessed through my own experience the inability for us to succeed based on that character flaw, based on the flaws that exist in the individuals, jealousy, envy, hatred, arrogance, conceit. These are all of the ills of the heart, the blameworthy characteristics. These characteristics don't have no room in Muslim life. They shouldn't be allowed in there. But for somehow they done snuck in here, and we got to get them out. Taqwa should exist there. See, they're taking up space that taqwa should be taking up. So you have all of these social ills in the heart. Taqwa should be there, but we have all these things in its place. And it's time, dear brothers and sisters, 1441, let it be the year on the Islamic calendar that you finally showed those characteristics, those diseases of the heart, the door. May Allah help us to that. We say, Ameen. Rabbana anti nafi dunya hasanatan wal fi al-akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Yarhamurrahimin, yarhamurrahimin, yarhamurrahimin. Alahuma nuri al-akhri al-kuburi min al-muslimina kuburahum waghfir li ahyahi wa yasirahum أمورهم اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم صل على محمد والمرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you so much for tuning in. معي على كل حال. Broadcasting on the number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360.
This is Dr. Aisha Kareem, CEO Emeritus for American Muslim 360. You know, nearly 10 years ago, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahimullahu Alayh, the twin servant of peace, and I had a dream inspired by Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimullahu Alayh, to provide all of us, especially the common believer, a place where their intellects would be respected and their voices protected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned what was once a dream into now a clear reality. It's been over a wonderful 10 years that all of you have joined this groundswell of community dialogue, work, and pride in what has become now an American Muslim institution beyond just one person or family, but now inclusive of a national group intellect. It hasn't been easy getting here, but then nothing worth fighting for ever is. It's taken a lot of dreaming, aspiring, inspiration, faith, financial sacrifice, and a great deal of work, and more work. And now the time has come to take a pause, to reflect and celebrate in grand fashion the building of the American Muslim 360 and our entire intelligentsia. I'm inviting you to join me, the network, CWSC, all of our supporters around the country and even abroad, and the Masajid and other institutions, and all our faith brethren of Christians, Jews, and others for a grand celebration on March 5th, 2020, to the beautiful island of Cozumel in the Western Caribbean, aboard the Carnival cruise ship Paradise. This is not a fundraiser, but a true celebration of you and the many thousands of voices and intellects that tune in weekly to share, think, and help remake the world. And that means that we're using the power of our group intellect to make this family, friend, and community cruise affordable for all. So visit CWSC.us right now to get the best prices. Although the cruise is in 2020, we only have until this month to get you the best prices. So don't delay in reserving your cabins and sharing the cruise with your family, friends, church, mosque, synagogue, or other faith institutions now. Finally, I want to thank all of our honorary participating institutions across the country who have joined with us in a great display of interfaith unity so that we might provide the best welcome for our interfaith brethren. Thank you for helping us spread the word, and I look forward to celebrating with all of you aboard the Paradise in 2020. Together, we can remake the world. Blessings always. Assalamu alaikum.